This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
You attended last week's Dairy Forum in Orlando.
The event was one-sided with respect to fundamental opinions. It's tough out there for dairy producers and dairy sales desks globally. Higher interest rates, consumer demand destruction, warm winter weather leading to lower nat gas prices, overbearing milk production in Europe, maxed out credit capacity in China, and good feed quality all have dairy prices on the defensive. GDT WMP had been flat the past few sessions, which has led to some price appreciation in South America, specifically Brazil. Demand, however, has yet to come back enough in China or Southeast Asia to balance demand above supply.
Thank you, Ron. We look forward to further insights from you. Ron O'Brien, president of New Zealand-based Nui Markets North America in Miami, Florida.
Tuesday.
Without these five steps, we're not going to be very successful at raising healthy heifers that are then going to be profitable for the dairy. So those five C's are colostrum, calories, comfort, cleanliness, and then consistency. Colostrum is definitely the foundation of a healthy calf. It really is liquid gold because this colostrum meal is going to be the most important meal of the calf's entire life. So consistency, of course, for those calves, for minimizing clostridia, that's one of the biggest takeaways that I want you to walk away from today. Not vaccinating, but keeping everything consistent and really focusing on tightening up your calf feeding protocols.
Wednesday.
Ryan, you're here today to discuss calf-friendly feeding.
During the pre-weaned milk phase, we need to be preparing the rumen and growing it and developing it, make it ready to transition onto dry feed, grain, and hay, and later down the road, silages. One of the ways that we can do that is the introduction of grain. And we know what actually triggers ruminal development is the presence of propionic butyric acid. And the primary driver of that is grain. So there's no doubt, and it's very well documented, grain intake stimulates ruminal development through the production of volatile fatty acids. So what I would typically recommend, and I believe is a much more normal physiological feeding program, is front load your milk calories in the first 2 weeks of life. Start calves out from the day they're born at 3 quarts twice a day. And by the time they're a week old, have them worked up to 4 quarts twice a day, or something like 3 quarts three times a day if you're a three-time-a-day feeder, and really give them extra calories in the first 2 weeks of life. And after that point, you can bring in some grain.
Thursday.
Continuing to hold Canada responsible for their trade violations. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital is Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Well, to our disappointment, although not our great surprise, Bill, Canada is still not allowing U.S. exporters to serve its market in ways that were agreed to when NAFTA was replaced and the USMCA agreement was created back in 2020. And since then, Canada was supposed to alter its quota system to allow a modest amount of U.S. dairy ingredients north of the border. But what they've continued to do is to manipulate those quotas so basically it only applies to domestic producers and U.S. farmers and exporters can't take advantage of that, even though that was the whole purpose of negotiating. And we have worked now with the U.S. government to put together a second dispute settlement panel to look at the current system that Canada has, see how it discriminates against U.S. farmers, and then hopefully if it finds the same as the first panel did, it will result in some tangible changes this time.
Friday.
This research was published in the January 2023 Journal of Dairy Science, coming out of the University of Illinois Research Labs of Dr. Jim Drakely. They selected 73 multiparous Holstein cows. They looked at three different groups of cows. One was a high-energy ad libitum, which meant 150% of requirement. Another group was high-energy but restricted with the high straw diet to equal about 100%. And then they had a high-energy diet, but with that they restricted to 80% of requirement. So, number one, we want to avoid high-energy, gross energy diets in the dry cow program and the far-off program specifically. Close-up cows will need extra energy, as illustrated in this study here, and it shows that diet can have an impact on inflammation and liver function.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.